Welcome back to Community Connections, and I have with me Sonia from down at Wirree Community House. Welcome, Sonia.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Sonia, we like to get you in at the start of every term because we know you've always got something new coming up. I'd like to just talk to you very quickly. I know you've got something on, I think it's on a Wednesday, linking a carers together.
Yes.
First of all, what sort of... I do have a reason behind asking this question. What sort of age group are you getting to that?
It's only just started this morning.
Oh, right.
So this morning was our very first one.
Yep.
And we were fortunate enough to have three or four people come.
Yep.
And we imagine that next week will be even bigger. But this is the first time we've had them. Yep. And what this is a program that's been provided to us through CAOS, which is a networking agency with the community houses.
Yep.
And they're using Wirree to host it and become a hub for carers.
Yeah. So one of the reasons why I ask that, I was at a function, this is a few years ago, and they told me that one of the group of carers that miss out extremely much is young children who are caring
for their parents.
For their parents.
Yes.
And I was just wondering whether this, hopefully, that you might get some along, because they tell me that A, they can't stay back after school and kick the football because they've got to get home. They're taking a lot of time off school looking after and taking to medical. And then the problem is that when they get in their schooling, their marks have been so lousy because they've missed so many years almost of school that their future is very limited too. And I was just wondering whether you'd had any experience with that at all.
We're hoping that this is a pilot project where we're just starting and seeing what's required, and then if that comes up as a need, we can then further develop something for that.
Yeah, I'll talk to you
and look at different time slots and what suits people most. You know, it might be for a couple of hours on a Saturday afternoon, what have you. What we'll do is gather information and feedback from the community, from the carers, and see what it is that they want to do.
Yeah, that's terrific. I'll talk to you about that when you come in the next term, because I feel extremely sad, I suppose, about these young children, because I actually spoke to one, this is quite a few years ago, and their lives are just terrible.
Yeah.
You know, so it'd be good if somewhere along the line you get those people involved. Anyway, let's just talk about this carers hub. I know it started today. Tell us a bit about what it's aiming to do.
Well, what it's aiming to do is give some time out for carers, no matter what type of caring capacity you're in. If you see yourself as a carer, or if you classify yourself as a carer, come along and have some time out for you. So we're going to be doing a few different programs.
Yep.
And what today was about was asking the participants, what is it that you'd like to do for a couple of hours a week? You know, that might be going for a walk. It might be doing some mosaics. It might be doing something else. It might just be to sit down and have a coffee without anyone asking you questions.
So it's not necessarily going to be, but it's not necessarily just going to be a coffee. No.
We're looking at offering certain things, different things on different weeks. And so we'll put up a program, and then you might go, oh, I want to go this one, but I can't do this one, or I'm not interested in this, so I won't go that week, and what have you. It's no obligation. It's just basically having time out for carers.
Because very often the carers neglect themselves, don't
they? Very much so, yeah.
They're very focused on the person they're caring for and their own health.
Yep.
Well, their own health is probably more important, because if anything happens to them, they can't do the
care
either.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's important to have some time out where you're not having the responsibility or having to think about what's going on or whatever. So this is just for the carers to have some time out.
So when is it? And we know it's Wirree Community
House. At the moment, it's 10 a.m. till 12 noon on Wednesday mornings, from the 13th of July, that's today, until the 14th of September, and then we'll start up again in term four.
Oh, beauty. I think that sounds like a terrific idea, because the carers, you know, it's all good that they sacrifice all their time and that, but if they break down themselves.
Yeah, if they don't look after themselves, yeah. And it's really good for people to reconnect with other people as well.
Yep.
And particularly if you're a carer and you're talking to someone else who's a carer, you've got a bit more of an understanding of what's going on.
Yep. Well, I don't want to keep just talking about this carer hub, but will there be the opportunity for, you know, that maybe one says, oh, look, I've tried this or I've tried that, for them to interact?
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's an open group and pretty much a round table, so they can do that.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
So hopefully, and I guess at the moment, we were also saying to people, if they're listening and you're a carer, get yourself along there next Wednesday between 10 and 12.
And help give us some ideas for what people want to do with a couple of hours in their week.
Yeah, that's great.
Have some time out.
Will it always be on the 10 to 12?
At the moment, because that's when we've been able to slot it into our program. However, because this is such a new group, we can say, okay, well, what suits you best? We might have a luncheon outing on another day and do that as well as the Wednesday mornings.
Yep.
So the Wednesday mornings will be the base group, but it doesn't mean to say that we won't organise something else
on another time. Say a walking group or something like that.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's terrific. Sonia, we'll just take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Good.
Sonia from the Woori Community House just down the road here. We've been talking about the new carers hub, and look, please, if you are a carer and you can get down there, go, because it is extremely important you look after yourself. I know you're looking after everybody else, but it's extremely important. However, Sonia, you must have other new projects, other new programs just starting this month.
Absolutely. We've actually, one of the things I'd like to promote is our Knitting for Charity group. So we've been approached by a local group called Forever Friends Animal Rescue.
Oh, we've had them in. Yeah, great. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Because what we're wanting to do is newly formed group of knitters and crocheters who meet up on Wednesdays, 1:30 to 3:30, to support local charities for creating much needed items. And we're currently supporting the Forever Friends Animal Rescue, and they're in need of dog coats, blankets and human beanies to keep their animals and volunteers warm over winter. So if you're able to come and help, we'll be collecting these items at the community house, and we'd love more knitters and crocheters to join us. If you can't make the Wednesday weekly meetings, you can always make the items at home and drop them off to us during that time.
That's terrific. They do a terrific job, and it's self-funded too, isn't it?
That's correct,
they don't get any government funding at all.
That's right. So if we can do some dog coats and blankets and beanies and things like that, that'll help them. Like I said, you know, even if you don't want to come out and knit on our premises, you can do it at home and just bring in the items that you've done during a Wednesday afternoon, and we can then pass it on to the charity.
And there are plenty of shops where you can buy wool fairly cheap these
days
too.
We've also got some wool we can provide.
Oh, have you?
So we just need the skills.
Sounds really good. I know, that's good. But even so, I know I was at a couple of shops the other day and I saw wool on special
at
places like the Reject Shop and that.
Yep.
So,
and $2 shops and so forth.
Yeah, you don't have to spend a fortune, but it's even better if the Woori Community House will supply it.
Absolutely.
What else we got, Sonia?
Okay, we've got a thing that we're calling Mindful Mondays, and we've got an NEMI National group that's coming in, and they're providing us with some mindful sessions. So it's called Be At Ease, Learn Mindfulness. So
explained.
Hasn't started yet. Starts on the 25th of July. So from my understanding is it's going to help people calm their bodies, calm their minds, and learn to meditate. Understanding. And there's a lot of issues, particularly post-COVID, with mental health.
Absolutely.
And so forth. So this is going to be one way that you can learn to take back control of your body and your thoughts.
And that's true, isn't it? Since COVID, and I've had a number of guests in here, we've been talking about it, that there's still a lot of stress out there about COVID.
There
too.
Certainly is, and now it's ramping up a little bit more.
Well, I think we're up at about 10,000 cases again today.
Yep. And even ourselves, even though it's not mandated to wear masks inside, sometimes we do have participants who do, and we're respectful of that.
That's fair enough. And Sonia, one of the things that I think is terrific about the whole community house system is it breaks down this social isolation. You know, so many people are sitting at home all day. Doesn't have to be a carer, just people that are at home. We need to all get up and do things, don't we?
We need to network. We need to reconnect with each other. And so this is only a gold coin donation. So you can come along and just see what it's about and then decide whether you like it or not. And then the second stage of this particular program is talking about stop, breathe and refresh. So that's just some guided meditation to just help you start the week and move on from there.
Sounds terrific. Sonia, I'll take another quick break and we're back with more.
Okay.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heave her, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. But I'm walking, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older than you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. I'm gonna be the man who's lonely willow too. And when I'm dreaming, well I know I'm gonna dream. I'm gonna dream about the kind when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well I know I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
With me, Sonia from the Woori Community House. Sonia, what have you got in the way of workshops coming up, please?
We've got quite a number of them this term. We're continuing with our Art for Adults. So that's on Tuesdays, 10:30 till 12, and that's only $10 a week to attend that. But a number of the new workshops that we're having this term is we've got the Introductory to Family History.
Oh, that sounds all right.
So this is just a workshop by a presenter who does this as her business. But for $20, she can help you get started and do the introductory and teach you how to take you through all your genealogy and how to search websites and how to work out what you need and what your next steps from there are. So that's one workshop. Then we've got another workshop that's called Japanese Bookbinding. And so this is an ancient Japanese bookbinding technique used to cover your own notebooks. So that, in consolidation with one of the other workshops, which is sumi-e painting, you can do the sumi-e painting on a piece to cover your workshop book.
Oh, that sounds all right. That sounds all right.
So there's a few things that can blend in together.
Yep.
We've also got a workshop on eco-printing. We've run that once before and people were quite impressed with
it. What's that?
So that's basically printing onto natural fibres, whether it be paper or silk or cotton and so forth. You bring in some of your own materials and you can also bring in your own flowers and so forth, and then you can use the essences of the plants to then bind into the materials so that you can print it onto that.
Gee, that's all right.
Yeah, yeah. So some of the results are quite good. We've got some flyers that have got some pictures of it and so forth. So if you're walking past the community house, stop and have a look at our notice board and you can see that.
There's always plenty on your notice board.
Absolutely.
I'll get out there and have a look.
That's it. So the sumi-e painting, that's of a traditional Japanese painting, which includes a meditation approach in learning how to paint your techniques. And like I said, it's going to be something that you can actually use for onto the notebooks. This is the picture of the thing that we're actually going to be painting that day.
Oh, very good. So it's just normal paint, like water colour?
Not sure. I've never done it before.
Right, so neither have I. So
we'll find out soon. And I've only been back this week, so I don't know.
That's fair enough too.
Okay, so then we've got a Kokodama workshop.
What that is,
it's a hanging plant, which is a moss ball, and natural materials such as soil mix, moss and string are used to make them. So you can either hang them or you can have them sitting on the desks and so forth.
Oh, they look all right.
So it's a different, interesting moss ball plant. Is what I would call it.
You've got a bit coming up.
Yeah. And we've also got the opportunity for people to come and make some soy candles if they like. And you can even get to take one home. So that's on the 30th of August.
It's just a one day?
Yeah, these are just one-off workshops. Most of them are between 1 and 2.30 or 3 o'clock.
Oh, so all those workshops.
So all these workshops are between an hour and a half to 2 hours.
But just once
on
off.
A Tuesday afternoon as a once-off.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
All right, Sonia, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Okay.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 24 minutes to 2 and we've hit 11 degrees still and we've only got one more degree to go and I'm not sure we're going to make it, but we'll see how we go. Sonia, Woori yes. Community House, and all community houses never survive without a committee.
That's correct.
And you've got your AGM coming up.
We do have our annual general meeting coming up and we're always looking for committee members and new community members to come and join our team. And that's going to be on Tuesday the 13th of September at 1 p.m. What we'd like is for everyone to come and learn about how our community house works for our community and to hear about some of the opportunities that you might want to be involved with. There might be things that you suggest. There might be things that we already offer that you want to join. Any nominations will be looked at, and nominations for the committee can also be taken on the day.
Do they have to be a member?
And you have to be a member, which is $5 a calendar year to be a member of the community house, and then you can join the committee.
Do they have to be a member, like, so far beforehand or just...?
I think it's 10 days beforehand.
So the reason why I'm asking, yes. They need to start to think about it and
right
become
now.
A member, don't they?
Yeah, that would be great. So that's Tuesday the 13th of September at 1 p.m.
I hope this, on that day the car park is full.
I hope so too, and I hope it's for the community house.
So we've now done the AGM. You're yes, going to get a whole lot of people along that day, we hope.
That'd be great.
1 o'clock. So tell us some of the programs that are just restarting again. Well, they're all restarting this week, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. We've got some of our social groups, such as our Monday Cuppa and Chat, and that's just a gold coin donation to come and join us and just sit around and have a cuppa and have a chat about what your daily life's going through and reconnect with some new people in the area.
Another way to get off the couch and meet your friends, isn't it?
That's it. One of our other social groups is also called Golden Years, and that's on a Thursday morning. So there's opportunities for either a Monday morning or a Thursday morning to come along and once again catch up with some other locals. You know, you can talk about whether you've been in the area for 5 minutes or whether you've been in the area for 50 years. Come get to know other people in the area.
One of the offshoots of something like that, I would think, is that particularly if you're new to an area or you've just retired because you're used to going out the area to work and all that, would be that when you, it's not only the time that you're at the Wiri Community House, it's when you go down the street to do the shopping, you walk into someone, and instead of being very lonely, you could very easy meet new people three or four times a week.
And then you can get stuck at the supermarket for a few hours chatting to people.
But that's
the aim of it.
That's what it's all about.
That's right. So, or someone might know, you know, we often get a lot of people asking about tradespeople and so forth. So the more people you know, the more recommendations you can get and so forth.
Yep. So it's got a spin-off on a number of ways, isn't it?
Yep. Absolutely. Connecting in with other people is so important.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We also have an over-50s computer group on a Friday morning. And
with a very patient teacher.
A very patient teacher. And what it is no matter what your skill level is, no matter what your device, you can bring it along and you can say, how do I turn this on? How do I use this? And our wonderful teacher, Robin, will be able to show you.
and I know why we're laughing at it, but it is really a great way for particularly grandparents to keep, or even parents to keep in touch with the family.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people at the moment are still a bit concerned going about a COVID, which we've mentioned. And it's a great way to spend an hour or two just talking to family.
That's right. And even though you might not see them physically, at least you're seeing their faces if you're using FaceTime and so forth.
Yep. Which is
so
terrific.
That's really, really important. One of the other things I'd also like to talk about is the kids' art class. We've got a new teacher starting Thursday of next week.
I've seen some of the gems up in the window.
Yeah, they're pretty pretty, aren't they?
Oh, they're really good.
So this is for primary school age kids from 6 to 12, and they do their own paintings, they paint their own rocks, they can make their own little gardens and all sorts of things.
Terrific.
So it's just a fun craft activity for kids after school.
Which is terrific.
Yep, that's it. What else have we got? Oh, this year we're also offering for people to help. We've got some volunteers who can help to lodge your tax return.
It's
a free tax help program. So our tax help volunteers can help people lodge their own return. We can also assist by setting up the MyGov accounts and so forth and taking you through those processes.
Not everybody can do that.
That's
You do need to have a MyGov account now,
don't
you?
We do need to have a MyGov account.
Yep.
And we've got the computers there that we can use. So some people still don't have a computer or an iPad or anything. So you can come and use our ones and our tax help volunteers can help you lodge that.
Because I don't think you can. I don't think you can submit your tax reform without one now, can you?
No, I don't think you can. Yeah. I think everybody has to have a MyGov account.
Yeah.
There's been lots of changes through all that.
Yeah, which is good. Well, I don't know whether it's good or not, but, I mean, it's a great idea that you do offer that facility.
Yeah. So that's also another free program. And then we've got some basket weaving classes coming up.
I thought you said weaving.
Weaving. So we've got basket weaving this Saturday on the 16th of July from 10 till 2, and that's using a vine called Lomandra.
What's that?
Lomandra, it's a type of vine. Our tutor brings it in and she does the natural weaving of the baskets with that. And then in a few weeks she's using ivy. We've got an ivy basket weaving class and we've got a Lomandra weaving class. So that's a one-off session for each of them and you get to take home the basket that you've made.
Gee, that's terrific.
Yeah.
What sort of cost is involved in that?
Sorry. Okay, so it's $50 for each of them and that includes all the materials. And that's from 10 till 2 on each of the Saturdays.
Gee, that's all right.
So for $50, you have 5 hours there learning how to do it, plus you come home with a basket.
With a basket. And we should just mention, you mentioned a bit earlier on, like, it's not expensive to be part of the Wiree Community House, is it? It's only $5 a year.
$5 a calendar year to be a member of the Community House.
Man, we can't do better than that. All right, we'll take one quick break and we'll be back with more with Sonia.
Terrific.
That was Bob Seger and Old Time Rock and Roll. Talking about Old Time Rock and Roll, I'll be doing the fill-in for Matt Shaw on Sunday night between 6 and 8 p.m. and we'll have plenty of rock and roll from the 50s and 60s. So 6 to 8, Sunday night, give us a yell and we'll have a bit of fun. But anyway, we're talking to Sonia now at Community House. Sonia, you've got some new group or you're thinking about starting up about for the business traders.
Yes, we've been having a chat to some of the local businesses and we're going to be setting up a Warrielic Business and Traders group. So we're looking for anyone who's got a business in Warree to contact us so that we can start making up some lists and then we can look at some promotion and marketing of Warrielic and the businesses here, reconnecting with each other and networking and seeing how we can or develop and work better in Warree.
And of course, as soon as you mentioned that, I immediately think of all the shops around, but there's a lot more business, you're saying, than what there are the shops.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking for people who have their own home businesses, people who have their own farms, you know, farm gate sales, farm made products, anyone who has any type of business or is interested in anything like that, as well as all the agricultural stuff, the shops, the mechanics, all sorts of traders within our area. So we can start getting networking and start making a list and making maybe a directory or a workbook that we can rely and connect and refer to each other.
And I guess it may be that some of the, not only the customers, but maybe some of the other businesses might be buying stuff from other areas that are actually being produced here in Wirreali.
That's right. And a lot of people are so busy working within their own lives that you don't realise that, you know, 500 metres down the road, there's someone else who might be able to provide something for you and you don't have to go sourcing it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a terrific idea because it's just a lot of businesses are buying things all the time, but if they don't realise that and particularly when you talk to shop, well, you know they're there because you see them when you drive past. But if you're working from home or down a side lane with a factory, other businesses don't even know you're there.
There's also a lot of people who, when they're in business, are usually sole traders. And so sometimes it's really good to have a chat to someone else to say, oh, how did you do this? Or how do you do your marketing? Or, perhaps we can do some marketing together and keep down costs and so forth. So
And all at the same time as promoting Wirreali.
That's right. And put our township on the map.
I'm just trying to do something here on the computer, so keep talking.
Okay, I wasn't sure. We're looking for anyone with who's got a business or who's a trader, and if you'd like to contact us on 59646 857, and we can start giving you some information and putting you on the map, or you can send us an email to info@worricomhouse.org.au.
All one word.
All in one word, and we can send you some information, but contact us and we can get started.
All right, we'll just take one more quick break and then we'll be back with more. Great Billy Thorpe and Movie Queen. A quick reminder, coming up at 2 o'clock, we've got Gus from, and I'm not going to tell you anything about the guest. We keep that a surprise. I messed that up. Choice Tunes. We've got all the songs listed. There's some terrific songs there. We're going to be hearing all about their life and how they came to be part of the glorious Yarra Valley. Couple of things, Sonia. You better give the AGM another plug. You want this car park full and everybody in there eager to be part of your AGM.
Absolutely, and we want people to become committee members, not just come to the AGM, but to become committee members. And so to do that, they need to be a member, which is $5 for a calendar year. So our AGM, our annual general meeting, is on Tuesday, the 13th of September at 1 p.m.
Do they get afternoon tea as well?
They certainly do. Oh, if you come, you get fed.
Yeah, can't do better.
And we will take nominations for the Committee of Management on the day. So if you're thinking about it, come along to our AGM, see what we're about, come and meet us and become a member of the committee that day.
And they're a happy group.
Absolutely.
Sonia, just quickly, let's just give this... Linking Carers Hub again, because I think that's a terrific idea.
Okay, so this Linking Carers Hub is for carers to take time out for themselves, to look after themselves. So it's to do social connection with other carers, to come and meet in a relaxed, welcoming space, do some activities that promote your health and well-being, such as craft, yoga and walking. If you wanted to improve your literacy skills, digital literacy skills, we can do that. And also have support with other people who are in the same situation.
And that must make people feel a bit better too.
Absolutely.
You would think so.
And it's about taking some time out for you as a carer.
So how are we going to join Wurri Community House? What have we got to do?
What you need to do is come along down to the community house, fill in a form to become a member, pay your $5 membership. Sorry?
Your address is?
And our address is Shop 5, 1385 Hillsville Kooyrup Road, Warrielic, in the same group of shops as the radio station.
Sounds good to me. And if they want to contact you about some of these activities you've got, what's your phone number?
59-646-857. And our email address is info@warricomhouse.org.au. You can also find us on Facebook, so if you just type in Wurri Community House and you'll be able to get all the information there. We also have a website address, which is www.warricomhouse.org.au. So you'll be able to find all the information there as well.
And we've got to emphasise it's www.worricomhouse, all in one word, isn't it?
That's right.
.org.au. Yep. Sonia, hopefully it's going to be a great quarter for you. You've only just started back this week and you're going to start to find out what's going to happen.
Yep.
The other thing too that you mentioned early on, which we should just give another quick mention too, is your knitting group, because that Forever Friends is a great group, and we've had them in, and in fact I think we'll have her in again before the end of the year to talk about what they do. And it is totally supported by just her and her husband.
Yeah.
So I think anything you can do to help that group is terrific. So when's that again, please?
So with our knitting group, whether you want to knit at our premises or whether you want to knit from home, we're currently supporting the Forever Friends Animal Rescue, and some of the things that they need to be knitted, crocheted, or if you sew to make up some things, they need dog coats, blankets and beanies, please.
What do you put the beanies on?
Well, for the humans who are their volunteers. I am sure that we can pop some on some beautiful little puppies.
I'm not sure about that.
I'm sure we can put them on puppies as well.
Because they have all sorts of animals there, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
And one of the things that I believe that they do is they take animals that other people won't. Horses and some of those.
That's right.
Animals which people just don't want. They're too big.
That's right. So if there's anything that you can make, you can either make it at home and drop it into us, or you can come along and join a group of friendly people who are making these things themselves.
And again, we should mention this social isolation. I talk about it a lot, but it is not going to do any good to anybody who's sitting at home. and particularly if you've retired, and a number of people I know have retired, moved to Healesville, perhaps lost the partner, the partner's passed on or something like so that, and all of a sudden they find themselves with nothing to do. It's no good just sitting at home on the couch. Health-wise, it's not going to do them one scrap, so they really need to get involved. And for $5 a year, you can go to some of this stuff for free too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And have tea, coffee, bickies.
And enjoy the
company
fun that
of
goes,
others.
enjoy the fun that goes on down there. Pardon me. Sonia, look, thanks for coming. We'll have you back at the start of next term and we'll talk about what's coming up for the last term of the year.
Terrific.
But again, we should just mention the AGM because, let's be honest, these sorts of organisations don't survive if
survive
they don't have.
We can't survive without committee members and a committee of governance.
So Tuesday the 13th of September?
Yes.
1 o'clock?
Yes.
Be lovely if you could get a secretary, I guess.
That'd be lovely.
They're always hard to get.
We need a secretary.
But it would be terrific if you could get one. Tuesday the 13th of September, 1 o'clock down at the Wiri Community House. We'd love to see the car park full of everybody that's there.
Terrific. Thank you.
Phone number again, please, Sonia.
59-646-857.
And you'll always have a welcoming group down there, no matter what you get involved. And I guess if nothing else, look up the website tonight and have a look and see where you can get involved.
Absolutely.
Great to have you, Sonia.
Terrific.
We'll look
Thanks
forward
so
to having you back in the next term to hear what's happened this term and also what's coming up in the new year.
Fantastic. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, Sonia. Bye.
Thank you.